Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Welcome back to the Sleepy Cast, where I'm the only one who's up. I'm awake and I'm ready. My name is Sergeant Woo, and I am up. Today, join with me are my two sleepy friends and Grunk.
That radiant energy, too. You say.
On God.
Radiant energy.
Radiating.
Ah, goodness me.
Grunk, what are the vibes today?
Rain.
Heard. Larry, what are the vibes today?
I'm scared of Grunk.
Heard.
I'm scared of Grunk and his mic.
Me? Oh, yeah.
Before this podcast even began, his mic produced...
Something happened.
Like, a mind of its own. Yeah,
like there's a windstorm within my mic.
Yeah, it was so a gentle strange. Breeze I was carrying through your XLR cable. And they pulled it out and the innards came out like some horrible gore.
That was actually really scary. I'm not going to lie.
It was actually really strange.
I thought we were over today.
All right, I have two of you guys down. Hey, Willie, what are the vibes today?
Tired.
Heard that. Let's wake up. We're going to do some wake up exercises. All right, everyone, look at their camera.
Up right now. I'm taking gamer slips to wake up.
Everyone, look at their camera. We're doing an exercise today as a talk about our sponsor, Code Group. Make sure you guys use Code Group for 10% off your gamer slips products. Not the double cup quite yet. Coming in October.
My bad.
I have the other one.
There
you go. All right, everyone, look at your mics.
Okay, I have a confession.
Okay, that's not what I said.
I'm sorry.
I'm Sergeant Wu. What are you? You're private. That's what you are. Look private at the mic. Smile. Big smile. No, teeth. I need teeth. Smile. Teeth. No, you look like you're pooping. Smile with
my
your teeth.
My face is...
Nick, sorry, huddle up real quick. Huddle up.
Feel your facial muscles.
Nick.
Do you feel them?
We gotta kill this guy. We gotta kill this guy now. Like, holy shit, dude.
Dude, it's not my fault. You guys aren't in touch with your chakras.
I'm open.
I'm grounded on Earth.
I'm pretty open to it. I'm open to it as well. Oh my goodness me. Yeah, we're fucked up. We're sleep schedule fucked up. Everything's fucked up. I've been trying to fix it for a hot minute. Shit happens.
You fell asleep at a horrible time.
Tested for you today, Larry.
You ever been for narcolepsy?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I get my 8 hours of sleep. It just rotates around the block.
It does. He was on a good. He was on a good schedule. He was on a good boy schedule
for about a good 2 days.
Yeah. No. It was a solid like week and a half, 2 weeks.
It was about a week and a half. Yeah. And then I've been trying to fix it ever since.
He said, shit happens.
Shit happens.
Yeah,
Larry, I think the worst feeling, the reason why it continues to be fucked up is I hate the feeling of waking up late and then being like, you know what? Let me restart it today and let me fall asleep a little bit right after I just woke up. So let's say I woke up late, right? Let's say I woke up horrifically late. That feeling of going back to bed and trying to get another full, like say if I had already slept 8 hours is... Because then it just feels like I just slept for like 2 days straight and it's like, what?
Hey, Isaac.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Do you think in today's political climate we should have GTA 5 gameplay as we're talking on a podcast?
I do think so. Because everyone loves GTA, not a single person dislikes GTA.
Well, we got to make sure we don't make it to that level when we have to click the Orn abs. I'm censoring myself here.
The Orn abs.
You know the Orn abs when he's.
That's late game, I think.
No. Okay, that was
okay.
Really
we all
scary.
Know what happened, but we're back.
We have an apparition.
Do you guys didn't collapsing?
Wait, I did.
He did.
Yes, he did. You're tired, bro.
You're just burping.
You're burping up. Yeah, you're burping out your mouth. Throw that can as far away from the camera as you can think.
Then stop hoarding the gamer subs.
Oh
Maybe
my god,
I wouldn't have to drink a Lonnie.
Dude, all right, listen.
I drink so much gamer subs that I'm like basically prodigy of gamer subs, if that makes sense.
You're not a prodigy. You're a newbie. Oh. This podcast is all over the place. Jamie's getting water.
Sucks.
Joe Rogan's over here drinking not Alpha Brain. This is just a mess. This is a mess of a podcast. I'm gonna address the elephant that's not in the room. He's actually at Disneyland.
Really?
Yeah, he is. Tanner's out. Tanner's out today. The Four Locos cast was a viral sensation, really awesome. But now he's gone. He went
Speaking
to Disneyland.
Which,
he's
thank
probably
you for
having...
handling that thumbnail and title, man. I really appreciate
it. Oh yeah,
it. You should take the spot from now on.
Oh, I would absolutely love to. Wow. viewers at home, those who don't know, I handled last week's podcast thumbnail and title because Larry went EP sleepy and he entrusted me with that insane responsibility. So I took it into my own hands. And
I'm glad you pulled through.
Some of my best work, mm-hmm. I won't lie.
No, it was wonderful.
I posted that picture on Twitter. I'm surprised you haven't seen it, Isaac.
I have, like, it's been so long.
It's been so long.
It just caught me off guard.
I have a file on my computer for just all the Discord stuff, and that is just sitting in there. I don't know.
Yeah,
why.
That picture of Tanner is so funny.
I really like the one where he's when we had like the old man face on, and he looks way different. It does not look like Tanner, dude. But I have so many photos of Tanner.
I have so many as well. Like back when he was at his sister's house or something.
Oh yeah,
remember?
There's a bunch.
Infinite fun.
Oh man.
No, dude, that guy's a machine when it comes to photos.
Here's a word from Tanner, who is currently in Disneyland.
Guys, I'm at Disneyland.
All right, that was a word from Tanner, who is currently in Disneyland.
Thank you, Tanner.
Thank you, Tanner. That's exactly what it felt like when we did it for you, Grunk. It was like, yeah, I was 2 seconds apart. I don't even know what he recorded for us, if he's going to do anything.
Jamie,
I hope it's a roller coaster.
Picture, Jamie?
Huh?
Can you pull up that picture in hardcore, Jamie?
Oh, my God. Okay, yeah. Let me...
this goes to show how far this individual has come along.
That is not Tanner.
I know. I know, but
oh,
I'm
sorry. Yeah. Oh, here's another picture of Tanner I see.
Oh.
Am I supposed to?
Yeah, you can show it.
What is this picture? Who is this?
Bear.
That's Bear.
Yeah, dude, he looks like a Oppenheimer.
You are
that
lying.
He's trying to do. No, that's Bear. I know Bear's eyes. That's Bear. With the
Bear's doing
head.
Great. Bear's doing great. I'm glad he's here. Let's put him on the couch with Michael.
Oh, yeah. He's talking about he's having therapy with Michael right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, see, he's always doing this shit. I tell you.
Fuck. Speaking, by the way, of Tanner here. So before that boy went off to on Van Voyage, we had Chili's with him and. Holy fucking shit, dude. I know exactly what kind of like old man he's gonna be. And he said this when we were at dinner, because he does not fucking stop playing with food, but like he doesn't also like he has these mannerisms when we go to dinner where he'll pretend to like snatch at your food or nab at your food. But he's also cracking up jokes like fucking all the whole time from the entrance.
Dude.
To when we leave, he's always in character, cracking up jokes.
I'll never forget that time. I think at Texas Roadhouse.
Where
he was just saying like, "What if we just like grabbed the food and smeared it on the underside of the tables and like filled the bags with like water and threw it at the wall?" that was so funny.
Progressively, he was getting louder. He's like, I really want to test the limits in this place. I want to get louder. He was like itching to get like it was just stupid. He cranks me up too, because whenever he starts fucking around it kind of I tune in my ear and then I start kind of, you know, match that shit.
Yeah.
But I want to start wearing the fucking the glasses that record
the Ray-Bans.
I want to start I can show what he does.
Okay, wait, Grunk brought that up in the group chat a few days ago. Dude, it's kind of crazy because I think it was the, Nick, correct me if I'm wrong, the Lego vlog?
Yeah,
Where you guys were not able to record in the Lego store, so instead of abiding by the law, we decided to sneak around it with recording glasses.
Isn't that crazy that I bought them? They were marketed as spy glasses because the Ray-Bans glasses didn't exist yet.
They didn't exist then?
They didn't exist yet. They weren't a thing.
But the Snapchat ones did. The one with the big ass light.
Oh, yeah. The Snapchat ones did
exist.
That
one's obvious.
But those are mad obvious.
Hey, look at me. I'm recording. Yeah. That's what it says when you like walk in.
I see it a lot when I go to like those TikTok videos where it's like a POV. They always reply with the fucking guy with like 20 cameras taped to his head. It's not that bad. I mean, it just has a ring on the side, but you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And so there's also a limited amount. They don't even sell them anymore. But yeah, I want to wear one. I want to take it to whatever restaurant we hit up next. Whatever lick we lick up next is going to be attached with a camera. Sorry.
With the Ray-Bans? How much are they? Yeah. I'm going to go look.
Like, I don't know. Like, I'm scared.
Are they like $300?
Ray-Ban. Oh, mm-hmm. They're the Meta glasses. That's what they are. Yeah. Meta AI glasses.
AI?
Hello, AI.
How are they wrong. AI?
I don't know. I don't even know.
They just tech everything, bro.
But, oh my god.
Oh,
yeah, but Thor from Avengers wore them in an ad with that one other guy named a banana, so it has to be good, right?
Okay.
I want to talk about AI later once I get a talking chance.
Oh, that's going to be an awesome topic.
Careful,
let's do that.
Bro. I'm
don't even give a shit.
Up on Twitter, bro. Careful, bro.
It's coming.
Dude, go to hardcore.
Dude, that one's pretty obvious too. You had two lenses on the sides.
Do you guys see the ones in hardcore? They make them with like the clear lens, and dude, they look like fucking Clark Kent glasses.
It's so Peeping Tom.
They like, look like the fake
Peeping
glasses
Toms
that you
wear
get.
These.
All right.
How many type if you're a Peeping Tom with these right. glasses?
The Peeping
bro.
Tom trophy.
Viewers
award.
At home. Whoa, GTA's in the background. You guys see that? It's so weird.
Look at
how is that happening?
Glasses. There is no way in hell you're getting away with like.
Look at my camera. Look at my camera. I got it up.
Yeah. Oh, fire.
So we have the Meta glasses here, dude. They're like $300. What
yeah, they
the
got
fuck?
Freaking camera technology.
Today's economy.
In there.
That's so much money.
In today's
no, it's
economy,
$300 today is $100 yesterday. Yeah.
No, it's that's, actually like the GTA economy where it just it's getting higher.
We just need to keep printing shark cards. That's all we need to do.
What is up with this webpage?
Right now, the government
is
Rockstar. Rockstar Games, and they're shelling out shark cards, aka credit cards.
God.
Oh, 50 bucks off my voucher when I buy the AI glasses.
Mm-mm.
I got dropped from American Express a few weeks ago.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What happened?
The hell did you buy?
They closed both of my credit cards.
Are you dead ass, dude?
Yeah, I forgot to, because they were requesting information, just like updates on income and everything like that.
The messages, so who are you? We've been asking. Just who are you?
I kept doing that thing where I was like, oh, okay, I'll fill it out. I know the date that it's like, I know when it's expiring, so I know what I have to do. And I forgot the date. And turns out it passed and they closed my cards. And they were like, at worst, we'll just lower your credit line. And no, they completely canceled the
no,
cards.
No, they, when you, viewers at home, those who might maybe have a credit card, maybe, I don't know. If you do, the number one thing you don't do is close a credit line. When you close a credit card, it will reflect very poorly on your credit score.
Mm.
And when it's done against your own consent or against your own, like, better will, how's your score? Are you good, bro?
I don't even care. I don't
it's
even
like,
look.
Like
he's crashing out.
Now?
He's crashing out.
Yeah, you're actually losing it right now.
Let him D1.
Chill, bro. Chill. It's okay.
D1. D1.
Grunk, you look like you're about to fucking crash out, dude.
I am about to crash
Grunk,
out.
You look like you're about to crash and sleep.
I've crashed down.
Yeah, I crashed.
We have a little kid on the podcast. You look,
dude,
you look like you fit in the chair.
Some bullshit's going on. Like,
tell me about
my
that.
Eyes, literally,
dude.
My,
me
my,
too.
Yeah.
It's like someone kicks sand in my eyes
yeah.
and I can't keep them open.
Yeah.
Oh, no,
I feel
no.
it really
no,
spicy
that's not,
right
that's
in the
not
middle,
what I was
right by the
oh,
bridge.
Sorry.
I was saying figuratively. There's oh, bullshit going bullshit. On before my eyes.
Oh, before no. your eyes.
But
in front
like
of you.
Yesterday in biology, we spent the first 20 no my professor spent the first 25 minutes of class just saying how to use AI ethically to help you with class, and it's like, what is happening? Like, actually, what's happening? Because it's like, okay, I get it, but see, we're the elephant in the room on the whole subject. It was just like the environmental impact, you know, like, you know, this is just like, it's horrible for the environment. But she's telling us, like, you know, use it to study, use it to help you on homework, and it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
Is happening.
Wait, what class is it?
Biology. And You know, I use AI every once in a while on homework. I mainly use it to, as a checker, just to check if I know what I'm talking about.
Like a proofread.
Yeah, and
you use it as a tool to help you, not as a brain to make you think.
As a summary.
Yeah.
Someone was basically. Do you want to get on today? And then his friend replied, I don't know yet. ChatGPT down.
Yeah. Yeah, basically. It's like, dude, where is this going to go? Then she said a point that like fucked me up. She was like, you know, employers are going to look and make sure you know how to use these AI models on the job. And it's like,
yikes, dude. That was
for real.
Our customers, actually, I don't even know. That's a good question.
It only matters what the employers think. You know, like if I don't know how to properly and ethically use like ChatGPT or DeepSeek, whatever the hell, then it's like they'd hire someone.
What's ethically?
Else who does.
What is she explaining ethically as
not
like, using ChatGPT?
Really. Just like.
Is it like being respectful to the bot?
Yeah, saying thank you.
Saying nice. Thank you when they deliver. Like,
I think it just means like not
spamming
plagiarizing it.
Not cheating.
Yeah, like
using it
you're just using it as a tool, not to do it for you.
Not as
you
a cheat.
Yeah, like as a
that's kind of bananas because I can't name a single student who would rather use it to learn than to just pass the class,
dude,
which is really sad, but.
And she low-key did some entrapment last semester, apparently, because she did an assignment where she purposefully like wrote the question so AI would give a separate answer than the right one, and 20% of the class used AI.
Wow.
And got the wrong answer. It's like,
wow,
bro.
Wow, bro.
Yeah,
wow.
So like, we're kind of chopped.
Oh my gosh.
We're chopped. We're dropping.
Yeah, reading a whole thing all the way through is going to be no more. Everything's going to get summarized, or the fine detail is going to be gone.
No one's going to know anything.
Except.
And it's like our generation is going to be the first one that's kind of like against it, but like the generation after us, they're going to grow up using it just like how.
Speaking of our generation, by the way, what is it? Razor Brain Rod on Roblox is like the biggest fucking thing on Earth right now, apparently. Razor? There was like 200 million players actively. And they're like, it was like all children, and it's like, dude, what is happening? What do you mean, raise a brain rod has 200 million active users?
It's the next gen,
who
bro.
The fuck is letting their kids?
Gen A.
Dude, I'm scared of Gen B. Gen B is gonna have one eye, but they're gonna be a cyclops because all they need is a middle eye for their phone. Gen B. I mean, I don't know, dude. I don't know what the fuck the next
Gen B sounds like. That just sounds so funny. Gen B.
Gen C.
I was talking to freaking Cameron about this and how, like, the next generation, you know how, like, we be doing shit on our iPhones and our parents are like, what the hell? You can do that? That's going to be like us when we see kids on the AI. Like, they're going to be doing shit. And it's like, what?
On the AI in the metaverse.
Yeah, in the metaverse with their MetaQuest.
Dude, we're just, like, getting old.
Yeah.
So, I don't want to be old, dude, this young.
Are we gonna try you and can fit keep in? Them. And then we're going to be like the cool dads, those quote unquote annoying cool
dads. The cool dads,
you
know? Who know how to use AI to order.
It's like Isaac's dad. Every single time I think of a dad like that, I think of Isaac's dad who's like up with the times. And
my dad
like,
is, he's a tech guy. He's a techie.
Tech genius.
He really
He loves his Apple TV for some reason. He loves that thing. The only thing I remember going over your house, Isaac, your dad would always talk about the Apple TV.
Yeah.
What would he say about
it? He'd always be sitting in the lazy boy, always with the Apple TV. He's always talking about it. I love that.
Can we talk about the technological advancement, like race war between fucking it was Apple and like Samsung.
Yeah,
like, the iPhone got
the arms race. Like,
these megapixels on this new iPhone 7, dude.
He wasn't geeking that hard when he came over, dude.
No, well, when?
Give him a minute. Let him.
It's been a minute.
Load up.
It has been a minute. What? This was years ago. He used to do that.
Oh. Not anymore. Old habits.
Take him.
I'm
to
afraid
an Apple
I'm gonna
store.
Be like that, dude.
I want to see who would geek out harder, Larry or your dad at an Apple store. Because when Larry and I went to an Apple store a few days ago, Larry was geeked out.
We should go again because they have the Apple Air on display now, and that's really the only reason
phone?
Why.
Yeah, like
phone.
Oh yeah. Wait, I want to talk about that. Please, can we talk about that? Can you show us your phone, please, on the camera?
You have it.
At home.
You already
Here
have
it, is,
it,
guys.
No. I mean, yes.
There it is.
Brand new iPhone 8, 6 foot 7.
Yep.
6 foot 7 foot. Wait.
No,
a
I don't
minute.
Have it. What do you want me to show?
Your old phone, just to see.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Which
phone
is this?
This is the iPhone 14. This is the one that Nick got me.
Yeah.
That, oh, yeah, I forgot. God. I keep forgetting I did that. I bought you a phone, a Tanner a MacBook.
Yep.
That monitor behind you. I forgot. Yep. Dude, peak Willy
no,
vlog,
no,
bro.
It's actually kind of funny. I did buy the iPhone 17. I bought the Pro Max, and it's my first phone that I bought, by the way, and it's kind of embarrassing to say. Here's the embarrassing thing. Apple... Wait. Stored an old address and I didn't realize it. And it's kind of too late to change it now. So I don't know how to make it so that I can pick it up and not make it look like I'm robbing an iPhone from someone's front door. I'll figure that out. But that's the only thing that I'm not looking forward to is that
that's
not
fine. Going
I mean, if it has your name on it, big deal.
Well, it has See, my name on it. Yeah, true. True,
are you able to true, change true, to true. Pick up in store, or is it actually too late?
Actually too late, I'm pretty sure. I tried to call like support, and they were like,
when does it get here?
Too many
we're
people,
going,
dude. Too many
we're going
people,
really
bro.
Fast.
Like, what? Like, dude, yeah, what is happening?
Sorry.
Do you think that it's worth it?
Pro Max? Well, upgrading for me, yes. Because of the cameras. And I love that it's all 48 megapixels and the sensors supposedly are bigger and cooler and awesomer and everything cool and awesome. And then I also get the refresh rate. Listen, is it necessary? No. It's always never necessary. I think if a phone can message and call and access like the internet, then that's all you really need.
Walking,
like,
if it's walking, then it's walking.
But aside from that, like, it's not necessary. However, I have been looking forward to it because Isaac got the 16 Pro Max, and I remember I was like drooling at his cock when he got that thing.
What? And, the hell?
out of all the words I expected to hear today in the podcast, that was not
that was not on my fucking bingo
that
card,
was crazy.
Dude.
That was
right on
that
the bingo.
Was crazy.
What is this mess? And then
let him D1. Hold up, let him D1.
Sorry, I'm D1ing. Never saying that again.
D1ing,
drooling at his cock. It's crazy.
Sorry.
Yeah,
sorry.
Larry really liked the phone.
I really liked the phone. And I always wanted like a Pro Max and shit because I have, and I actually have it. This is so funny. I scanned my old phones. Because I have the I still have my 5C. That battery's busted, but it turns on and everything like that. Really? I had my really, really fucked up 7, my iPhone 7. It has like a Band-Aid on it and shit. And then now I have this one, which look how great it looks. By the way, I just changed the screen. Oh, you can see my fingerprints. Don't copy it.
Chopped.
Don't copy it. Viewers at home, do not screenshot
but,
my friend's fingerprints,
this
please.
Phone is going to go to my mother.
Yikes, dude. You are
nice.
Chopped.
It's going to go to my mother because she has not upgraded her phone in a very long time.
What phone she
and have? I don't know. I really don't know.
Raw dogging it, baby. Zero Bro, case, brother. Zero
I
case,
had,
zero screen protector.
I have a screen protector on and I dropped it and it still cracked through.
Dude, like, into the glass?
Because it ain't Magic
bro.
John,
Look,
dude.
I was about to say, did you go
$8,
to the
$8. How much was
dollars.
It? I bet it was $8.
Yeah, it's probably zero. I think it was some hinky dink Walmart brand.
Yeah, eight, nine. Yeah, you're paying
should
$8.
Should I take this thing off or should I leave it on?
You should replace it. I'll be real. Once I replaced mine, it was kind of like a world's difference.
If you really? if your screen is genuinely cracked, you could bring it to Apple Care. If you have, or like the Apple Store, if you have Apple Care, they'll do it.
They'll look at you and be
like,
I don't care.
$3,000 or $4,000.
Cool.
I was like last week years old when I found out Apple Care expires.
It does. Yeah.
Yeah, it does. Whoa. Thing. But they have a new thing now. They have this thing called Apple Care One. If you know their One service,
of course.
Okay. Awesome. You kind of get the gist, right? Yeah, I get the
Apple
gist
Care
of it.
D1,
you know, Apple Care One. It's you pay a subscription and it does multiple devices that it cares for until you don't pay anymore, and then we don't care anymore. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? You don't pay no more. They don't care.
They don't care.
No, but yeah, it's I don't know. Do I have Apple Care? No. No, because I care for my stuff. I don't need Apple to care for it.
Yeah,
for me.
I feel the same way.
Exactly. This guy gets it.
But I dropped it, so maybe I don't.
Well, I think your heart's in the right place.
Do I have the iPhone 16? What?
I think you do because we talked about that.
I think I do because we talked about that.
Wait, do you have a USB-C charger?
Isaac was not your brain, dude. He was actually in person.
I think I do because I.
This is crazy. Like, this thing feels like it's not an iPhone 16, you know?
Why is that?
Is it small?
It's already, like, slowing the fuck down. Like, I just hate technology nowadays. Yeah. It's so sad.
Well, when I was talking about the iPhone 17, you were like, when are they releasing the final iPhone ever?
Yeah, like the final one, the so you never have to buy one ever again.
Yeah, yeah. No, same can be said. I feel like computers as well are right now. Now, what's cool, well, kind of cool, it's still expensive, but like M1 chip MacBooks are still very fucking good. And college students, that's
I'm not kidding you.
Oh my god, OBS crashed again. When did that happen?
We all know what happened again. Welcome back to another episode.
Who knows when that happened?
Go back to the disappointment podcast.
Yeah, Larry's OBS keeps crashing.
Wise, dude. What is there you go. Speaking of technology, there you go. Fails on you.
Dude, it's fails just on you bad. It's bad. I feel like I'm getting older.
We need one thing per thing. So we need one separate computer, powerful supercomputer to record OBS. Yep. We need another separate computer to record everyone's individual audio.
Hey, man, you're speaking my language. That's really annoying. That's super fucking annoying.
I remember what I was saying. Larry, you were saying something about the M1 chip and college students.
Yeah, I was.
Literally yesterday night or 2 days, it might have been two nights ago. I got a call from my brother who's a freshman in college. And he was like asking me, he was just talking about, I'll let him know. He was asking, like, I don't know what like computer to get, I need a new laptop. And like the cheapest option on things like Newegg would be an M1.
Yeah, M1 chips, M1 chip laptops, yeah.
But dude,
and
you want to hear something too. Bananer?
Yep. Yeah.
What?
So what, I feel like Larry would know the answer to this question. What happened to the touch bar on like every other MacBook?
They removed it, dude. It got so much hate. Yeah, it got a lot of hate.
It is GOAT!
It's pretty cool, I will not lie.
It is really cool. But I never really use it.
Yeah, why people were like, it's just like, a lot of people were like, it's taking up space.
The only thing that it was awesome for was scrubbing through footage on it quickly.
Yeah, like, and like your volume's right there and it's like a slideable thing and URL, you could literally copy it from a touch bar. Like it's cool. And I have it on my MacBook because I have an M1. And my brother was like, yeah, I want to get an M1 just because of the touch bar.
Yeah.
So maybe it's a disease that my family is carrying.
You have a disease.
And everyone else is normal.
Genetic disease.
Which I don't understand why that it got like hate. That's so weird.
I don't know the actual reason why they got hate, but I do know they got hate and they took it off after. Because a lot of like you know how tech bros are. They talk shit and then it's like that person talks shit, so I know it's shit, and then everyone starts talking shit about it, and then eventually Apple listens and then they remove it. I don't know exactly why, but I know we got removed because it was like unfavorable, I guess.
Yeah.
Sucks. Well, but tis what tis. I mean, I'm doing pretty okay without it. I'm doing pretty all right. I'd say for myself. Yes.
I'm happy for you, bro.
I'll say. Thank you, bro.
Happy for you, bro.
Appreciate it, bro.
I'm in my done buying shit arc. I'm in my fucking getting rid of everything arc.
Yeah, getting rid of the whole lot.
Frugality arc.
Mm-hmm. Dude, I've realized over the course of many years, how much shit I've bought that doesn't make any fucking sense. It almost is.
Dude,
like,
I'm so sorry for convincing you to buy that damn electric drum set. I feel so bad that you bought that.
I tapped on it 3 times, and I'm saying it's already on Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah,
damn it.
I have clips.
I would buy it from you, but I have like zero use for it right now.
No, it's okay.
If I had a band, that would be great.
It's okay. I just think about. It's like I think. Sometimes we get carried away with like buying things that we don't need, and I'm realizing material. But it's like something. It's not even materialistic. It's like, oh, that's cool. I could totally use that. But it's like not really thinking about when are you gonna do that. You know, it's like
low key materialism.
Yep.
And I wouldn't even say it's like I feel like materialistic would make it be like I want it because it's that, not because I have a plan for it. I thought I was genuinely gonna start to learn drums. Because all it took was Larry and me going to a Guitar Center and me being, and I think Larry was getting like,
because sometimes you have this like, you know what, fuck it attitude. You have this you know, and I think that day, especially that day, you were like, fuck it. And then we went to Guitar Center and we just bought it. And then,
oh my God, and that was the whole process to even get that thing. It wouldn't fit in my car. So we had to go home and pick up another car. Remember that?
Yep. Yep. Dude, and we had to like swap in between the cars. And then we have to like, we kept it at a gym for a minute to hold off or to hold on, like to have them hold on to it. And then we had to pick it up from the gym. And then we just, what is it? Yeah, it's like, what was happening that day?
We left it at Iron Forge and then like went to go pick it up at Iron Forge. It was just like, oh man. So then I'm like looking at everything I have. Like I purchased like guns at one point that I'm like, I've never even used. Well, it was only one that I ended up selling to some guy. And like, I'm not even like big into guns. I just,
I didn't even background check him or nothing either. He was a little tweaked out, but he was cool.
It was all cash.
Do you think long-term before you buy stuff at all?
Yeah. Yeah, of course. But like, there were, so like, there was a purpose for like certain things. Like when I mentioned like that gun, for example, the reason I never fired it was because I bought it so that I could get a free one and then sell that one. But I basically got lied to.
Bro, I got lied to. I'm sorry. What did you just say?
Okay, look. Long story short,
free gun.
Long story short, yeah, that's like the most American Texan thing that could happen. I walked in there and they were like, "You buy this gun, you get one for free." And I was like, "Okay,
buy one, get one free firearm."
Yeah, and holy, I bought it, shit. And they were like, "All right, now you gotta go fill out this number online, call the serial number," and they said that it wasn't valid. So I basically got scammed.
Oh
and,
my God!
And they were like, "Yeah, it's not for this certain caliber." And so it's only for this other caliber, and I was like, "Well, fuck!" So I sold the gun immediately.
Oh, you
like,
scam!
Yeah,
I sold it immediately.
Immediately, but no, it's sold just it's just like things that I just don't like use. Like that bike, for example. When that car, my car accident happened, and I needed a means of transportation after the rental car period ended, I bought a fucking electric bike that I don't even use.
You didn't even use it once.
I used it like a few times.
Why? You should get a car attachment where you can hook up your bike to it and then go down to the city and then start pedaling through Austin.
Larry, I
bet he'd use it too.
Can you be like, dude?
I drive an M4. I can't even like.
Okay, well, you have a better chance. There's like bike racks. By a car. How about that?
No, I think Texas. That's a cap. Texas just sucks, man. Texas drivers. I have never been into a car accident in my entire life until I moved to Texas, and my car has been hit now 3 times.
Yep.
I'm sorry. That's not funny. Yeah. It's not
horrible. It's
that
horrible.
That first really bad car accident, which Nick, I don't even think I fully talked about. I don't think I've ever fully talked about
it. You
didn't.
You kept it under wraps because it was technically a legal case.
Yeah.
So if you want to,
spill
the beans. Go ahead. I just want to say that every time your car gets hit, you should see my heart rate, dude. My heart drops. I'm like, oh my gosh.
It's all right. I can talk about it because it's a little silly story. It's actually a pretty bad story. I mean, we all were there when it happened.
That's a crazy story. I wish Tanner was here because he was a witness.
Yeah.
He was?
He was. He was like
holding ice cream, seeing the whole thing happen.
He was just sitting in a rocking chair and just...
Yeah, I was sitting on a rocking chair watching it all go down.
I could pick up the story where Tanner... because he did, after he witnessed, he ran up into my room and let me know. It happened right outside our door. Outside our door. Just to preface, no, this is not the reason. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, take it away, dude, Will. No, I know what you're going to say, but no, this is not the reason.
This is not the fucking reason.
No, this is not the reason. Grow up.
It was like, the day starts, I'm just chilling at like the group house, whatever. I decided to go wash my car.
Wait, I'll be background music.
I decided to go and wash my car. I detail my car, and my car has like a really bad habit. I can't concentrate when you're doing that. I'm sorry.
He was honest.
I'm sorry.
Later. You can do it over me.
Have you ever heard yourself talk and you like listening to yourself talk and you start to slow down?
You start babbling. You're like, I should have.
Yeah, that was going to happen. So anyway, I like was detailing my car and it was looking so beautiful. And then I walk inside the group house and Yummy brings up this really good place to eat donuts at. And I was like, well, it's like 6 o'clock. I don't know. He's like, I mean, we can go get some. Why not? We can just do it another time. No worries. And me and my spontaneous ass was like, yeah, let's go. Fuck it. Why not? After I just washed my car. And so we go and pick up the donuts in the drive-thru. He's hyping up these fucking donuts. We're driving home. And dude, I remember the decision that I made that led to this entire accident even happening in the first place. I had the option to drive straight through a light or make a left. If I drove straight through the light, the path that would lead me to would lead me to where I would just pull up in front of the house, like on the side of the road, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I decided to make a left instead. Which means that that route would make it so that I would have to pass the house, turn onto a side street, around. And then come back, and then make my left, and then pull right. So I made the left at that light and took this other route. Okay. Now,
bad rule.
Yeah. Get to the outside of the group house. I turn onto this dead-end road, make a U-turn, and stop at the stop sign, look left, look right, look left. Okay. Where I'm making this turn, there's a bend that you can't see cars coming around. Like, at all. I mean, you can see them if they're coming the fucking proper speed limit. But, like, in this case, and keep in mind, this is a car I just put the new plates on. I just, that same day, the brand new license plates came in. And I put the brand new license plates on because I had the car for 5 weeks. And I make my left turn. I'm coming out. Some kid goes, he had to have been going at least 55 miles an hour in a 30 around that bend. And I'm coming out around that, making that left turn. He speeds around the corner. And, you know, I see that he sees me and he goes over the double yellow, right? So again, look, I'm in a car that's almost fucking 500 horsepower. You're going to tell me I can't just gas it? Of course I can just gas it if I wanted to and just get over to my side. But I have to stop because he goes over the double yellow line. 17-year-old kid, inexperienced driver. For whatever fucking reason, I don't know why he decided to make that decision. I guess we just do sometimes in panic. But either way, he ends up going over the double yellow. And then I stop because I don't want to fucking head on collision. And then he swerves right back and crashes straight into my door. Airbags go off. Yummy is holding the donuts in the passenger seat. Like, airbags.
What a scene.
Not only did my ear ring for like 3 months. Airbags smell like shit. I will never forget that smell. Mm-hmm. All I remember is that kid fucking yelling, fuck, oh my God. Like, he was screaming because he knows he fucked up really
he
bad.
He saw your car and said, fuck.
Yep.
A bunch of times.
I don't know why. But, like, I don't know if he was texting. I don't know. But, like, he was speeding.
There's a lot of missing information that makes it just even worse than it is. First and foremost, the speed limit on that road is 35. And the damage done to Nick's car when I came out. Before that, let's rewind a little bit. Tanner, who's absent, was outside. No, he was in the, I believe he was,
he was in the living room.
He heard a big, huge bang. He like turned around in his car. He saw Nick's car. Got T-boned, like really bad in the front. Veers at home.
There it is.
We have a picture on the screen. Wow. You're going to tell me that's an 35 mile an hour accident, by the way. That's bullshit. He was braking. His wheels were screeching when he came around, too. Like, he was speeding at least 55. That's what I was saying. It was so bad. And sorry to cut you off, Isaac. It was the car looks so good in this picture because I had just gotten done detailing it.
Oh my God.
And
one turn is all it took. Yep. Bro.
And dude, I'm not even going to lie. I'm really fortunate that at the very end of the day, nobody was hurt because that was a car accident.
Fine.
That was a car accident where like the insurance adjusters, when they go and look at these accidents, I swear to you, the adjuster said that this is accidents where people walk away. Like, they don't usually walk away easily. I had a concussion. Yummy was, I'm pretty sure, from what Yummy told me, he was 99%
sure he had to have had some sort of concussion.
Yeah,
or like a minor something.
I mean, Yummy consistently kept saying that he was okay. We always tried checking on him anyway just to make sure. But yeah, because that would have felt.
Oh my god! I just remembered something. I'll get into it. I know the whole story. So, rewind a little bit. Tanner hears the Big Bang, turns around, he sees it. He gets out. He comes into my room. He's like, bro, Nick just got into a car accident. I think he's memeing.
That's like a typical. Like I'm dead ass.
W meme, bro. You're in the meme community.
W meme right there. And he was like, no. I'm like serious. I was like, what the fuck? Like, I get up, I come outside. There's smoke. There's damage. Kids really freaking the hell out. And yeah, the damage was really, really bad. It took a few minutes, but like police showed up and they were like looking at it and they're like, yeah, this kid was not going the speed limit. Like I could just tell, like I've been to thousands of these, blah, blah, blah. And she was telling me that, you know, I've been here. I've seen horrible shit. I've seen car crashes. I know what they look like. And there's no way this kid was following.
I watch crashes on the daily.
Yeah. I watch Edison Cars. I watch worst car crash compilations, Fatal Edition. Listen, I know I'm a police officer too, by the way, but yeah, this kid was not going to speed limit. Mm-hmm. And I don't think he was either. That damage was horrible.
No, he wasn't. He admitted to speeding. That's the fucked up part. And what's even more fucked up, not including the fact that the guy's dad was a complete fucking tool, and I'll get into that in a second.
Oh my god, I remember that guy.
Like he knew what he was talking about. it's the fact that like it didn't matter ultimately about if I was, you know, like stopping and if he was speeding or not. If he was going 150 miles an hour over around that bend and I made that left turn, the insurance companies are still going to say that you're responsible because you made a left turn and that you didn't.
Right.
So because of that, because my car recorded the entire thing. So everything was recorded. I didn't even need an eyewitness. My car recorded it. I showed the police. I showed the insurance companies. They still deemed, because it was a left turn, that I was 50% at fault. That's beside the point, right? That's beside the point, whatever.
Yeah.
The point
is, it's still shitty.
It was really shitty. I didn't have that car for 7 months. It was like $30,000+ in damages. My insurance company dropped me because I had the car for only 5 weeks. And in their policy, if you file a claim within 60 days, they have the ability to drop you. And so that happened. My insurance went up like $300 because of it. The whole entire situation became so fucking stupid. Going through like with attorneys and everything like that, I walked away afterwards with $1,500 in compensation.
Bro.
For everything.
That's horrible.
Let's give it up. Let's give it up.
Let's name drop the insurance company too. Let's just say fuck it all. Yo, big shout out to
General Sam.
Why not? Who cares? It's Geico.
Geico. Give it up for Geico.
Yeah.
Dude, if you get in a crash, we got your ass.
Dude,
yeah. We got your ass kicked out of our policy.
So they're like, I don't really feel like it.
Oh, that's bad. That's really bad.
Good luck.
So that whole situation happens, and you know, Yummy and I were like feeling like shit because of it. Yummy felt really bad because he was the one who wanted to go get donuts.
Staying up. You can't go to bed. Like, if I just didn't want donuts,
yeah, would have been over. Dude, that day ended so bad. I just had those donuts, and they didn't even hit the same. Like, they were just donuts.
I need to preface with a few more informational informations. First and foremost, I don't know if you guys are purposely not saying the name of the donut place. I'm going to say it. Just because it plays a huge part. This was these were not any ordinary donuts. These were world renowned donuts.
Shipley Donuts.
If you guys are in the donut scene, you know that Round Rock Donuts has crazy rep, dude. These donuts are insane. They've been around for like 100 years. People love them so much. They love them so much.
It's enough to make a D1.
Those donuts were really, really good. Also, right after the accident, and this is, I think, what Larry was trying to get at a little bit earlier. Like, obviously, everyone's like, damn, like, this is really shitty. Yummy had a recording lined up 10 minutes after, like, everything was happening. He was still, like, 20 minutes late, but this dude genuinely saw it through right after getting T-boned by a 17-year-old kid and getting into a car crash.
I wonder what video that was, because
I don't know.
Dude, imagine he's like, yo, yeah, Yummy. He's like,
What? He's like air down like, space. Is
yeah. Space. The recording went so bad because he just would not respond. You had to delete it.
I could ask. I really am curious. I don't know what it was exactly, but I do know that he did record because I heard him being his typical self through like the wall. It was just so funny.
He can react to idiots in cars or something along those lines. Imagine.
No, I think it was like a session. It was like an actual session with other people.
Yeah, dude.
Which is even crazier. So
yeah. So idiots in cars after
one thing. One thing I want to mention is that car accident, as you guys saw, was so bad that like the door was smashed completely into where my seat was. Yeah, everything in my pocket got destroyed. If my hand was in there or if my leg was there, I would have like lost that. It was pretty bad. And my head got hit with the airbag. Fortunately, like I still had a concussion from the airbag because aside from that, I would have hit the head on the glass and I would have been cooked. I remember the next day I went to GamerSups. We were all hanging out at GamerSups HQ and I was just so spaced. I had to go to the doctor because I realized I had a really fucking bad concussion.
And you blame it on COVID.
What?
No, when you space out, you're like, something happened after COVID. I swear, I started spacing. I've been dumb after COVID. You say that.
Yeah, maybe it was the concussion.
I'll be real. Concussions can do that, dude.
Oh, I forgot.
Yeah, you always say like, man, I swear, ever since COVID, man, I've been spacing out and like all these things. But you had a whole car crash where your whole door caved in.
Yeah. And all right, you got me.
Concussions aren't just like, you know, my head. Ow. No, they're like it could fuck up your entire like mental, your brain chemistry.
The worst part is how sneaky they are sometimes with the side effects because you don't even know exactly it's doing to you.
Those can last years.
Oh my God.
Years.
Dude, there was so much shit that was happening at that same time. Oh my fucking God. Do we remember? So because of my symptoms and everything that was going on, I bought the Apple Vision Pro at this time. I couldn't even use it for a video.
It got so bad that I bought the Apple Vision Pro.
I was so concussed and stupid. I bought another thing I never didn't want to use. I only used it once.
I bought it. I had the Apple Vision Pro. I was planning on using it. The car accident happened, and I had light sensitivity due to a concussion.
Oh my God, yeah.
And because of it, I couldn't use the Apple Vision Pro. And then it fucking fell out of relevancy, and no one cared about it anymore. And yeah, so I sat there with an unopened fucking... Dude, Apple wouldn't even let me return it. Brand new.
Really?
Brand new. They wouldn't even buy it back. Nothing. So that being said, there was one more thing I was going to say. It was that, that was when, remember when we did the burger eating video on our main channel?
Yeah.
That whole response I made was the day after mid-concussion. I remember how hard that response was to write because I was
like, oh, man. 110% brain power.
Yeah, and I didn't even use ChatGPT for that. That was all from me.
Good job. Yep.
Didn't even do it.
You could have.
Me reading the Bill of Rights, no ChatGPT was used.
They're like, wow.
And that's a joke. In 6 weeks, that'll be a banger. Just give it a time.
I'm waiting. I'm ready. I'm ready.
I want to add a quick detail. I felt really bad. First of all, very thankful that you're still here and like okay and mobile and talking and shit. Because that is scary. That is some like real terrifying shit. And I remember I felt really fucking bad. Not only because, there's two things that happened on my from my point of view. I was editing when that happened. I think I was editing the podcast. And I remember I heard a bang, like a poof. Because it was like, my room is like facing the street, right? And so I look, and I have these like windows that kind of see left and right of the house. But like I have to choose like which one. So I look out the right side. Of the wind, like the right window, and I lift up. I'm like, what the fuck was that? And I look, and I'm like, okay, the whole time the car crash happened on the left side. So I'm like doing whatever, you know. And then the only reason why I find out is because I hear Tanner come up freaking out, and then I'm like, what the fuck just happened? Like, it doesn't sound like he, like, you can just tell. There's like a certain tone in his voice. I was like, okay, there's something happened. Yeah.
The Tanner.
And then I go out, and then I see what's happening, and then go through the motions and everything like that. So when Nick came back into the house, I remember feeling so bad about asking this, but I had to ask Isaac if he could take me to go get a haircut, and it was really awkward. I was like, oh man, I have an appointment in 10 minutes. And the haircut place called me, and they were like, hey, we're available now if you want to come now. And I remember telling them on the phone, I was like, I'm so sorry, but my friend just got in a car crash. I will be there still. I cannot go right now. And they're like, oh, that's okay. Don't even worry. Like, it's all right. I'm like, okay.
Well, thank you for that. I appreciate
and then
that.
I remember you're kind of like sort of figuring out what to do next. And then I remember like Isaac was with you, and I was standing there, and I was like, Isaac, right? And then he didn't hear me, and I was like, Isaac, could you take me to go get a haircut? Like, it was just the vibes were like, oh, it's like one of those things where like I was just like, oh my god, like this feels like a fever dream, and I can't imagine how I felt for you, but I was just like, what is happening today? And then it was just craziness.
I remember when the car accident happened, my door was completely smashed in. I just remember the car accident happening, the airbag going off, it's smelling like fucking shit. Looking at Yummy, asking if he's good, hearing the kid yelling fuck, screaming, whatever. Like, he's totally flipping shit because he knows he fucked up. And I look over to Yummy, asking if he's good. And the fucking airbags, the smoke from the airbags, made me think there was a fire. Like, I thought there was a fire. So I just tell Yummy, I'm like, yo, get out. I couldn't get out on my side. I had to climb over. Bro, this was at one of my times where I was like, you know, I guess I was like more in shape or whatever, like just flexible. I was like more flexible. So if I was not one of those people, that was a hard thing to get over, like the console and getting my leg out. Any other person that really wasn't like, I guess, in my physical abilities, I guess. I don't know. Like, it was a hard position to be in.
Like,
right?
like having that mobility.
Yeah, the mobility. I'm grateful for that, because like that was... I've seen like car accident videos where like the people are stuck in that car. Like that's bad.
Bro.
And so once I got out and the fucking the ambulance came, dude, they said my blood pressure was like 190 over like 100 or 110.
Wow. Is that bad?
Yeah. Like, that's, I mean, really it bad. Was it's because of pretty like sure. the I guess
Leia doesn't even know.
Yeah, oh, it sounds bad.
That's really bad. From what it sounds like.
Yeah, maybe. Isn't it supposed to be like 140, 150 or something?
It's like 120 over 70, I think, is the original. Like the normal.
And yours
one.
Was 190 over what?
Yeah, it was like it's like hypertensive level.
Is that a record?
You had hypertension levels of blood pressure after an accident. That's bad. Wow.
But they say that's common because of the, you know,
adrenaline.
Adrenaline and everything else that happened. The trauma, the experience, that makes whatever. Sense. But the stress, I guess, of it. But that was really bad.
Wow. You ever tried reaching that adrenaline high again? Sorry.
Yeah, dude.
Russian roulette, ever played it?
Russian roulette, dude.
That was a really crazy experience. And I remember, because the insurance company was trying to say that I was like 50% or whatever at fault, whatever. I don't want to fucking get into the argument of who was right, who was wrong. All I know is if a fucker is speeding, I don't give a fuck. If you're making a turn and that person's speeding, it is my belief, bro, that they are wrong, right? Mm-hmm. Like, they are the reason for it, because every
especially
time I
around
think about
the
that
bend
car,
or whatever.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. In a residential neighborhood, the neighbors of
the
car accident where it happened, there are fucking girls, like little girls that go out and like ride their bicycles. 100 yeah. 200
it was a family
down,
neighborhood.
That
bro.
Could have been horrible.
It was a family.
I keep on saying I'm glad that it was my car instead of a fucking mom with a stroller. Like, I genuinely That was my takeaway. Was like, I'm glad it was my vehicle instead of a kid that was playing at the pool. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That was walking across, or like a ball rolls out. So one, I'm glad that 17-year-old kid learned his fucking lesson. Two, I took the hit on it because now my insurance company, like my insurance is fucked on my car. But like, it is what it is. Those are the lessons that I guess it was bound to happen at one point or another.
I think I mean, in the moment of the crash, like I could see what he was trying to do, especially like how fast it happened and in the moment. Like when he initially saw you, he tried to get out of the way, which was good. I think what happened was he saw you moving closer towards that double yellow and he was like, fuck, he's going to go around. And then he veered back into the right, but you stopped.
Yeah.
And he was, that was it. That's all it took.
I mean, so. I stopped because Mans went over a double yellow. Like, you know? Yeah. And again, yeah. I look at this whole situation and I'm like, this whole thing could have been prevented if you weren't fucking speeding, right? Like, everything could have been prevented because there's, okay, I even tested it. I tested it in another car. I went 50 around that bend and I measured it out. He had over 250 feet to slow down and stop. So you can easily
The speed limits are not just like up there as a recommendation. I know I sound so old, like a stupid father or a cop, but like genuinely, they're there. Like if you were going to speed limit and you saw somebody in the middle of the road, you would be able to stop. You'd have enough time of realization and like, you know, pressing on the gas and you would be able to stop, you know? So if you exceed that, you make the window of decision and action way, way smaller and it could result in a crash, dude.
Yeah. 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 For
sure. So don't speed, especially in residential neighborhoods, guys. Do it on the highway.
I mean, at the end of the day, I'm glad no one was hurt. I'm glad the kid wasn't hurt. Little lesson here and there can't hurt either, I guess. But point is
little lesson.
I mean, his car was totaled. His car was fucked. Yeah. So my car was not totaled. The insurance company paid for every single bit of damage on that car. And you know,
and boy did they pay.
And they dropped me for sure. But
wait, they paid for the car?
Yeah. They had to.
Oh wait, I thought it was only $1,000 of compensation. Yeah,
$1,500.
So okay.
I lied.
Ooh, calm the cap.
So in insurance, right? In insurance, you have a deductible, right? So, like, in a case of a collision, you're responsible for a deductible. That's why they say it's $1,000, $2,000 deductible. If you have a $2,000 deductible, let's just say your payment on your car is going to be less, right? But if you have a $1,000 deductible, your payment would be more. Ooh, so, in this case, I had a $1,000 deductible. And so, I only had to pay $1,000 of the total cost for the accident. Where I said the $1,500 came in was going with attorneys and like trying to like genuinely chase and change the outcome of everything that happened.
Right.
And nothing, it was going to probably go to litigation. And like, dude, at this point, it had been a year and a half after the car accident.
Yeah.
Like the, everything from the accident in what was that 2024?
This is you, Yummy, and Raya chasing the 17-year-old.
Yeah. So this is me and Raya. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, my eyes are glued to this game.
Yeah, sorry. Viewers at home, there is some action going on.
Dude, this guy sucks
at playing GTA.
Oh, man. But yeah.
But continue. Sorry, continue.
Oh, no. Yeah, dude, that happened. That was in 2024. Gone for so long.
Yeah, it was in 2024, and it was the very beginning of 2024, and everything with the attorneys and everything ended like 3 months ago.
Yep.
So it was over a year and a half.
Wow.
And it would have continued. It would have continued if I had pushed for going to litigation and if I had pushed to go to like in front of a jury or whatever. And it's like at that point, it's not worth my time. It's not worth the effort. Yes, I'm sad that the car got hit. I'm just glad that no one got hurt. Right. It's not like the end of the world. But then recently, like a few months ago, the car got backed into again. And the quarter panel.
And then,
the car was parked that time. The car was parked and just destroyed.
You were inside a house and then someone hit it while it was parked. And then it got hit.
And then again. So keep in mind, the first car accident, I hadn't had that car for 7 months because of the car accident. Got it back. And then, you know, did whatever. And then a few months ago, the car was parked in front of a driveway and someone in that house was leaving. I said bye to them, whatever. And he leaves and then walks back in like 2 minutes later. And he's like, Willie, I just backed into your car. And I thought he was fucking with me. Again, another example of like how Tanner thought so. I thought this guy was fucking with me because the whole night he'd been bullshitting around, fucking around. And I was like, all right, bro, haha, you need me to move your car? My car? He's like, no, like I dead ass backed into your car. I'm so sorry.
And to take the Joker serious.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, let's go take a look. And I looked at it and I literally just stood out there and I was like, Wow, that is a lot worse than I thought. All I asked was, do you have insurance? He said, yeah. I was like, all right. I'm like, we're just going to have to go through insurance. And I just gave him a hug and was like, it's all good. Don't worry about it. And didn't have the car for another 2.5-3 Whoa. Months.
Bro.
Whoa. Whoa.
That sucks so bad.
Oh, my gosh.
And then for it to happen again.
Oh, and then 2 weeks ago now, we're coming on 2 weeks, I was at the Domain here in Austin. I was actually eating food with, his name's King Wolves. I don't know if you guys know King Wolves. He's a part of 100 Thieves. He's a streamer.
I do, yeah.
Yeah, really nice dude. And we're eating actually at Yard House. And I'm leaving. We dab each other up. And I'm walking to my car that's parallel parked. And I see this old man in his truck backing into the parking spot in front of me. And there's a UPS truck to my left, like my car on my left side. And I'm like watching as this guy's backing up as I'm going to my car. And I get to my car, open the door, and the UPS driver's like, yo, he backed into your car. And I was like, so I back up my car, and then I have to get out, and his hitch hit the front grill, my carbon fiber grill. And I'm just like, you know what? The whole moral of this whole story is Texas sucks asshole. And it's like, I've never gotten into so many accidents until Texas.
And I think it's really crazy to hear that coming from somebody who lived in
New Jersey.
I'll just say that much. That's
where
pretty
everyone
crazy.
Says New Jersey drivers suck. Yeah, Texas drivers actually suck. I don't know what goes through y'all's brain.
What about Georgia?
Atlanta is the worst. Like, genuinely, if you can drive
in top,
Atlanta,
that's the top three. That's
I
top
really
three
want
right
to
there.
See the. I want to see the cops in action, like with my eyes, because I always hear about the.
No, you don't.
God.
No,
GSP,
you do not.
Georgia State Patrol, bro. They will pit maneuver you for GSP. Just going five over. The fuck.
GSP
they're like five.
Will.
They sound like 5-star GTA cops. Like,
dude, they are.
Dude,
they are.
Dump everything they are. On you. They are. They're genuinely. Yeah, like Nick said, they will. They'll pit at any given opportunity.
GSP is like the military,
doesn't matter what you
bro.
Did.
They don't give a fuck.
They pit. I saw a compilation of them. They pit a minivan.
Bro.
It didn't roll.
I
didn't
know
roll.
What video you're talking about.
It
oh,
didn't roll.
Lord.
But it was still like, God damn, guys. Yeah. There's like easier ways to do this besides pit maneuvering. Oh,
Georgia man. State Patrol. Dude, I know if Yummy was here right now, he'd be talking about it and how Georgia State Patrol just does not fuck around. Because like my experiences with GSP, I was driving 10 over the speed limit on one side of the road. The other police officer was driving the other way. Bro, flicked his lights on, drove over the grass immediately and just chased me down.
Yep.
I swear, it was... I was like, dude, like, all right, man, here's my license, bro. You take it. I'm not going to run from you.
Yeah, and I'll be real, like, cop. Were you weren't driving your M4, were you?
No.
Yeah, well, yeah. Okay, good. I was about to say, like, if you brought them on a ride, I honestly wonder. I feel like they would be able to...
Hop in.
Do you think they'd keep up? Because they all drive on...
If I were to, like, run?
Yeah, they're not scat packs. What are they? They're,
They're chargers, like they have chargers and stuff, but or I think it's chargers.
They're
but
supercharged.
They, fucking Dodge and like Chevy, they have and Ford. They make their own police packages for those cars.
The muscle cars.
So they're probably
only
like
available for police officers, like police company, like the departments and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they're made to kind of keep up with just about everything. And if they can't keep up, the helicopter will keep up. That's just how they go.
Yep.
You know?
Unless you live in like Bridge City. then that would suck.
The worst input ever.
Yeah, if you live in Bridge City, the cars...
Keep a lookout.
Yeah, the helicopter might not be able to see you if you're in Bridge City.
This is like Joe Rogan. He's like, what the fuck are you talking about? What the fuck is Bridge City?
What is Bridge City?
Get out.
Is that a conspiracy theory you thunk of? Or what could that be?
This episode is sponsored by Alpha Brain.
Yeah. On Alpha That's Brain, this guy's clearly not on it. He just made up a city of bridges. But me, Joe, I'm on that. I do got to say, though, this story has been... in the oven for so long, and there have been so many opportunities where Nick wanted to chime in about it or talk about it, but the legalities of it all were like, the less you talk about it, the
better for us,
better chance you'll have at you know not getting screwed over. So
this happened again in the beginning
because it affects other shit, and then you can't speak about it, and that's like the worst thing ever. When something's affecting you can't talk about it, it's like
Yeah. You literally cannot.
I'll never forget. I'll never forget that experience, bro. Like, that was so shit. Just going through. I hate not being able to speak on something sometimes. You know what I mean?
That was like, close.
Yeah, that was. Yeah. We almost watched the head-on collision. That was bad.
Yeah, that was pretty. It's a really ironic decision of footage here, guys. I could have put on hamsters or like pigs oinking, but here we are, GTA.
Yeah.
Here's at home. There's GTA on the screen.
Dude, there's actually a podcast episode. If you go back, and I think it was because a car accident happened in
24.
No, it was March. It was March like 16th or something like that. So if you go to the podcast episodes from back in like March, I'm pretty sure you can see me like zoned the fuck out because I was mid concussion.
You have a head wrap
and a neck brace. Head wrap. One of these days, fucking can we just oxygen, like dress you up in full like medical gear?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I always think about that guy from SpongeBob. Oh, yeah. Sorry, girl.
Where his arms are out and his leg is up.
My body's made of glass. And paper.
Scammer.
Yeah. So that was that experience. In other news, in other news, I'm getting ready for TwitchCon.
Yeah, I was about to say if we could, if we wanted to wrap up, we got to let everyone know. One of the podcasts that we recorded went horribly wrong. Where there's a lot of technical difficulties. We're not good with that. There is always some sort of issue. Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Why OBS?
I don't know. But. We talked about going to TwitchCon. It got scrapped. The next podcast we came out with, there was no mention. We're going to do it here, do it now. We will be at TwitchCon 2025 in San Diego.
Yes.
We'll be very cool. We'll be very fun.
Yes.
And anyone else who is going, we hope to see you guys there. It'll be cool.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say that I was thinking about doing one of those like videos where like it's a time lapse of someone losing weight. Cause like I'm locking in now. I gotta lose some pounds for TwitchCon, dude. I don't want to look like chubby in pictures.
It was 2 weeks ago. You were posting with your trainer. What happened?
Yeah.
Well, so what happened was I dropped 27 pounds in like, I don't know, like 40 days, 50 days, but holy I burnt shit. Myself out completely on training. I burnt myself out on eating salmon. I fucking hated the idea.
Really?
I swear, bro. I ate salmon every fucking day, quinoa and Brussels sprouts and asparagus. I hated the thought of it every day, bro. It was bad. So
I like salmon.
I burnt myself out, and then I was like too busy working on like the car and other things like that and whatever. So yeah, I basically gained a few pounds and now I'm trying to like lose a lot of it again in like a healthy manner.
I have a clip of you ordering
now.
A dozen donuts for yourself.
Oh fuck.
That was last week.
A dozen.
a dozen donuts. Dozen.
Dare I say, I ate almost all of them.
Yeah, three Boston cream, three glazed, three chocolate glazed, and three.
Dude, I found out Wegman pizza one slice is like 500 calories.
that
changed my perception.
Actually, isn't that normal?
Is it like salt or sodium or what is it?
Grease, bro.
So it's all fats,
sludge, and grease.
Oh, yeah.
There's, dude. There's calories in everything nowadays.
Everything has calories.
We live in the greatest country on earth. By the way,
keep in mind.
By the way,
supposedly, yeah, there's like sodium in everything, dude. I like Cheetos. I realized that Cheetos have been killing me, y'all. That sodium intake is crazy.
Cheetos, inside, yeah, it's actually crazy. You don't realize until you look at like something and you're like, oh no.
Then that mixed in with like my I was always surprised. Now that I looked into it, I was like, damn, how did I manage for so long to eat so many Cheetos without drinking like that much water?
Because like it's probably like you're fine until you realize, and it's like, oh, these are bad for me. And then you, like, when you eat it, you feel like bad. You can feel it, and then it's like real. And but you never felt it before. It's like with face washing, you know. Like I never used to wash my face and I got no acne. And now when I wash my face now, but now when I don't wash my face, I get an acne immediately. It's like,
it's weird, bro. And you can see it in Lastly VC4, me fucking like gawing at the bag of Cheetos. I mean, I've been like that for fucking years. I mean, dude, when GTA came out, I was like in like fifth grade, and I remember having a Dr. Pepper and hot Cheetos and a controller right in my lap. Yes,
dude. Yeah, I wouldn't have it any other way.
The times.
Oh my God.
That's perfect. That is
type
perfect.
Type S.
I can't do that shit no more.
Dude, the other day, Grant gave me a Dorito
Oh my god, bro.
Oh my god. The barbecue Dorito.
Oh my god.
Yeah, Isaac nutted. Fuck? Isaac nutted right in the kitchen. Yeah, and then
offered me one. Oh my god, like, dude. It's not even right. I can't believe they y'all got
Trader
like
Joe's over there?
No.
Oh, y'all. That place sucks.
I need to respond, man. No, I don't think
fuck
so.
Trader Joe's,
I don't think
bro.
So.
Trader
I'm
Joe's
on that
is the most fireplace on earth.
What?
They have, you were trying to. Okay.
Oh, yeah, I thought you were saying Trader Joe's sucked. You're talking about Texas.
He's trying. No. Oh.
Oh, I was saying Trader Joe's sucks. Dude, did you ever see that video of them not letting people, like, with the expired food? Trader Joe's wouldn't let them, like, expired. They just throw away food. And then someone was, like, trying to take the food and they were, like, being mean to him. Seen that?
Oh, no, it was like a worker trying to
donate them
because they throw
case.
Away food that like wasn't even. Nah, I don't know. Trader Joe's is expensive as fuck.
If you
that's
Trader
for,
Joe's,
that's for the privilege.
Is it bougie? Is it like Whole Foods?
No, you're so cap. It's not.
I am not cap. I am not cap right now. Trader Joe's is very expensive. Trader Joe's is expensive. There, I'll say it.
Grunk. Whoa. Rebuttal.
It's not. Ken and I went yesterday for $52. We got entire dinner and snacks. Like,
how much was
and,
it?
$52.
What'd you get?
We got
cheesy sticks,
chicken thighs,
cooked
mochi. No, uncooked chicken thighs. Okay,
mochi ice cream.
Yeah. And then I got a little wafer bar thing. We got Dijon mustard. What else? I have it. Hang on.
All that for $50?
Hang on. I'm not done yet.
I can't be tripping. That. I can't be tripping, right? I can't be tripping. That's like $20 somewhere else.
Garlic, more. Onion.
Garlic, onion.
$25 somewhere else.
Eggs.
Eggs are pretty expensive, aren't they?
Eggs were expensive.
Normally, right. Canon don't get eggs there, but.
$30 somewhere else.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty good for snack food, at least.
That doesn't sound that bad. That doesn't
very,
sound that bad.
I mean,
they
I
have,
got all that for
they
50,
have this
that's
pre-made, you just put it in the freaking pan gnocchi that's, like, fantastic. And it's, like, $5, and it's so good.
Yeah. How many chicken thighs?
Two.
How many? Five? Five, maybe six.
Five, maybe six. That's not bad.
Six or seven.
I'm trying to like think about
it. It was for $10. I'm trying to remember the weight. I think it was a pound. A pound for 10.
The weight, what is the chicken, the raw chicken economy right now? I don't know. I haven't been keeping up.
I don't know.
I don't remember.
Yeah, Trader Joe's, I like it. So.
Can I got to a Heb.
Can I plus, say everything that works there is beautiful. What?
Dude, why are you like
the feet away, man? What are you doing,
man? Are those a non-slip stick? Are those a non-slip?
Come on.
Are you wearing non-slips?
No, I'm not.
Oh, no, they're just branded.
Okay.
They're branded.
What the fuck?
What does it
skateboards.
Say?
Skateboards. Frog skateboards.
Oh, frog skateboards. That's cute.
I want to say thank you to people who did buy my merch. This is not a shameless plug. This is a thank you.
You seriously plugging?
Yeah, I am. Because
no,
it's
plug.
Like
natural, organic.
I'll say this now, you know? it's not easy in this economy to be buying stuff like that right now, you know? So people that are buying it and spending money on, like, the high-quality clothing, like, I appreciate that, you know? So I just want to say thank you for that. So
awesome.
Yeah. It's not over yet. You still got time, but like again, not shameless plug. I'm just saying.
Yeah. No, I'm not plugging. Two more days. I'm not plugging though. I don't know how to say that.
How do I say that? Like, yo, can we redo that?
10%. 10% off. 10% off. I'm not plugging. I'm not plugging. It's just 10% off for these 2 days. I'm kidding. It's fine. It's chill. It's chill.
We help each other out.
Yeah,
bro.
No, we do.
I think that, like, dude, when I grew up, I watched, a lot of Syndicate, for example, and,
WSEG.
I'm just trying to, coerce.
I'm sorry.
You're trying to.
Dude, I'm trying to.
You're trying to bring a point of reference.
The point of reference I'm having is, like, this is my merch right here. This is an unreleased shirt of merch right here, and my shorts are just, they're not my shorts of merch because I haven't made these yet.
Don't tell me they're the same shorts I always see every podcast with the fucking pattern on it. Oh my god, it is. Dude, you love those pants.
You should just brand
those. I love them so much that I'm going to make them because I love them so much. I don't think you understand. When I make clothes, I have to love them, right? Otherwise, I won't fucking release it. And they're usually based on garments that I fucking love. Like the shorts that I did make, those are based on off-white shorts that we bought like when we were in Japan. right? And then right. The hoodie, the first hoodie, that was based on Ventmont, right? Like the quality of Ventmont mm-hmm. that I genuinely couldn't ever justify the price for it. But like the hoodie, I was like, this quality is fucking nuts, right? So point is like Syndicate would always wear his own merchandise. Every single time he was wearing something, it was always his. And I thought, like, in back when I fucking McWillie's merch and shit, bro.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Dude, that was at a time where I didn't understand kind of like the importance of like
branding.
Branding, but like also how it would make you feel as like a, you know, like, I don't know, like as a content creator. It?
Oh. Well,
honestly, like, it's, I do it because I love to see other people wear it, but I also do it because I want to wear my own stuff.
Yep.
So, yeah.
I'm not going to push out something oh that, like, gosh. People don't really fuck with. So, yeah.
Wow.
There's freaking Precious in the background. That was Precious.
Oh, Precious.
Yeah.
Oh, Raya Girl.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, Bento's sitting in that same box.
I've always thought about the idea of having a uniform. I don't know why. I've been very, very fixed on having a uniform.
Like, what do you mean by that?
Like making Catholic my own uniform. Huh?
Yeah.
Go ahead. What?
Did you say Catholic school uniform merch?
Yeah, what are you talking about? What uniform?
I'm just talking about, like, uniform for work. Like, put on some work clothes. Totally unnecessary, by the way. Like, it's not a needed thing. But I love the idea of having a uniform for anything that I do with work. It's kind of like, the way I think about it is kind of like, the way you treat a space and how you like feel when you're in a space. So like if you're at the library, you're going to feel very like, you know, it's quiet and it's fairly pretty focused. So like you're there purely for the fact that you're going to be either studying or, you know, browsing quietly through some shit or whatever. Like it's just really, really calm, really cool. And I think of clothes kind of the same way where like, let's say you go to the gym and you have gym clothes on and it's like, you have like that tightness and like the elasticity and shits or whatever the hell. What's she doing? Sorry, this is distracting.
Bickering.
But it's like, I don't know. I don't know. I really enjoy having, because like I don't want to think about my clothes. The what?
You want like a Photoshop jersey and like a editing overalls?
Photoshop jersey.
Yeah, I'm trying to like apply what you're saying to like what
with
you
number
do.
10.
No, I would just probably, I don't know. I mean, I would just start with like look like one of those like I don't know, actually. I really don't know yet, but
we'll think about that. We'll
it's something I've been thinking about. I was like, you know what, why not? And it'll introduce me into the world of sewing and stitching, which will be fun. That's later down the line because I really want to get into in the future, want to get into like sewing. And then eventually making my own clothes if I can, because that'd be really fucking dope. Like stitching my own. My dream is if that field is to make my own jacket that I like.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
And then that'll be like really cool. A really cool achievement because I liked. I don't know. Just making your own jacket sounds really fucking sick, and I like jackets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like that guy in Japan where he sewed two jerseys that were bleached together and sold it as a separate thing.
Yeah.
I bought two of them. They're fire.
Bought two
they're
of fire. Them. Two. Yeah, exactly. It's just cool. Hey. It's cool. And then I was thinking about it in terms of like, because I don't when it comes to merchandise, I've always been iffy about like YouTuber merchandise or whatever, but I don't know if it's a possible future, but if I'm able to make like a mock-up in my own room and then find someone like a manufacturer that can produce that mock-up and then like, you know, just that sounds like a really cool idea, but I don't know the legitimacy or the execution of that. I don't know. Yeah, but for
it's
now,
a process. It's a process.
Yeah, it's a process.
It is a process for sure. But yeah. I don't know. I think that there's like a lot of like that stigma around the whole YouTuber merch is something that I'm very afraid of ever having ever. And I don't know. I don't want people to not want to wear clothes because or buy clothes because they're afraid of how they'll be perceived. I want them to wear clothes because they fuck with it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where I come from with all my merch designs. I don't even want to call it merch, but I always use that terminology just because that's what people are used to. Like, I want to call it garments. I want to call it apparel. I want to, you know.
Make your standard. If you got caught wearing it, you wouldn't be, like, ashamed. That's it.
That's like bottom level.
I want the pieces that people wear from me to. I want them to be like, damn, like what is that? Like, because people have asked that before. If you guys remember, damn, like Bryce Up,
what is that?
Yeah, what is that?
Damn,
Bryce Up. Bryce Up told me a story when he went to Japan. I don't know if I said this on the podcast. He went on, he went to Japan and he went to this one like lady that was, she's an older lady, but she was a designer. She actually worked with Marilyn Manson on some clothes before. And Bryce and a few other of the of their friends went to go and get like outfits customized or whatever. And one of them wore my hoodie. And she was telling everyone how all their outfits were dog shit, but she loved the hoodie that I had, the garment, right? Mm. And she styled one of their outfits with that hoodie.
Wow, cool.
And then a lot of people in Japan were like loving that hoodie. And yeah, I actually have a white version of it in my closet that I had sampled just to see what it would look like.
That's sick.
Yeah,
that's
pretty cool. I don't know. Do you guys like wearing white clothes? A lot of people apparently don't. It's like actually like one of the...
I like a white t-shirt.
Yeah, white tee's dope. White tee's fire.
What about like a like, what about white
fit?
A
whole
fit,
whole white fit. Yeah,
I was told statistics. I was told statistics that white hoodies generally sell less than other like colors.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Why?
It's just more of a risk to wear.
Like black is like the biggest like most used color ever, and that's not even just regarding clothes either. I mean, that's just like when people buy like let's say iPhones. Okay. iPhones, people buy black. Like, that's, like, the most popular color in their lineup. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly.
Cars, too.
Yeah, cars, like, clothes. It's just black. It's such a simple... it's such a simple, like... Or it's really good. I don't know. It's just... It works really, really well. White can sometimes vary, I'd say. I don't really know exactly why, but it's not, like... as
It just has to do with the dirt. Black.
Yeah, because I don't know. Like there's a lot of food. Things. If I'm eating food with a white shirt that I like a lot, like there's this one Blade shirt that I wear sometimes, and it's like was really expensive to get, and it's like a white. And if I'm eating any food, it's like I'm taking off the shirt to eat that food because it's like I'm not damaging that damn shirt. That damn Blade.
Yeah,
I'm seeing Blade live.
I guess.
So, oh, when?
Yeah. So that's pretty cool. October 5th. I'm excited.
Are they gonna be? Is he local, or is it like a drive?
Yes, he's coming to my city.
Do you know if there's any openers? Like any?
I don't know, but I hope Echo 2K will be there. That's all I can hope for.
Yeah,
I think a lot of people hope for that. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah,
pray and hope for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyways, you guys, we're at hour 20. I think we're gonna wrap it up here.
Mm-hmm.
Just to recap: car crashes, don't speed. Maybe wear white when you're not eating food, and we'll be at TwitchCon. That's the three takeaways from this podcast episode. Hope.
And Tanner's having a fun time right now.
Tanner's having a fucking blast now on Disney World Land.
Universe. I hope that video is like him straight faced, like having like the worst time of his life on a roller coaster.
Yeah, he's like drenched in the water too for no reason.
Yeah, he looks miserable. He's just like, ugh.
Oh my God.
His luggage got lost, so he has to wear his like little niece's clothes somehow. I don't know. He's just all stretched really bad.
But all right, we're wrapping up.
All right,
thank you for listening and watching, and make sure you guys use code group for 10% off lean for the time being. Remember, October big restock cop. We'll see you then. We'll see you guys actually next week. Huh?
Can I say something about what we're doing?
You can release and say something.
We are
Damn, Michael.
We're working very diligently on the group channel again. That is making its comeback. We know it's taking some time, but we don't want to produce dog shit. And so, like, we've had... Yes, we know that we've been on some sort of hiatus on that channel. Obviously, we all know what the fuck happened. Let's just... We know that. Let's move on. Let's accept it. But point is, we're coming back, and we are coming back with videos that we're happy with that don't feel fucking corporate and algorithmic, trendy, follow-y.
Yeah.
Right? Like, we want to make videos because we're a friend group, not because we want to fucking be the next Beta Squad. It's just like, you know, there's like a trend. There's a trend that certain people follow on YouTube, and we don't want to follow trends. We want to follow fun.
And something we didn't do before that I've been working very hard at is, like I said, I call it the machine, is working on the machine that produces the videos and how to communicate the best with editors so that videos get turned out quicker.
Streamlined.
Streamlined. and then maintain the, you know, quality or just maintain like the funness in videos and shit like that. Because it's very important, right? It's different from sending an editor a video and then saying like good luck and then closing the door. It's like, you know, it's truly a collaboration between anyone we work with. And I'm very proud of the fact that we are going down this route of like, you know, right now easing into that where it's like we're working in a manner that is like, it's cool. And it's, I don't know. I just like it. I really like it. I like the feeling of it. And yeah, you guys will see. And it's very exciting.
Yeah. That's all. Yeah. Wanted to get people.
That being said, we're wrapped because we got to figure out some travel.
Yeah.
Right now.
We do got
5 minutes.
Yeah. We'll see you guys. Okay. We'll see you guys next week. Let's bro fist it out. Use code group. Adios. Peace. Maha. 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 Maha.